Melachim Aleph, Chapter 1. And Sovereign David was old, advanced in years, and they covered him with garments, but he could not get warm. So his servants said to him, Let them seek for our master the sovereign, a young woman, a maiden, and she shall stand before the sovereign and be his companion, and shall lie in your bosom, so that our master the sovereign gets warm. And they sought for a beautiful young woman in all the border of Israel, and found Abishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the sovereign. And the young woman was very beautiful, and she was a companion for the sovereign, and served him, but the sovereign did not know her. And Adoniah, son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I reign. And he prepared for himself a chariot and horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. Now his father had not worried him at any time by saying, Why have you done so? He was also very good-looking, and he was born after Avshalom. And he talked with Joab, son of Zeruiah, and with Eviatar the priest, and they supported Adoniah. But Zadok the priest, and Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimi and Rei, and the mighty men who belonged to David, were not with Adoniah. And Adoniah slaughtered sheep and cattle and fatlings by the stone of Zocheleth, which is by En-Rogel. He also invited all his brothers, the sovereign's sons, and all the men of Yehuda, servants of the sovereign. But he did not invite Nathan the prophet, or Benaiah, or the mighty men, or Shelomo his brother. Nathan then spoke to Bathsheba, the mother of Shelomo, saying, Have you not heard that Adoniah, son of Haggith, has become sovereign, and David our master does not know it? And now, come let me give you advice, and deliver your own life and the life of your son Shelomo. Go immediately to sovereign David, and say to him, Did you not, my master, O sovereign, swear to your female servant, saying, Certainly your son Shelomo shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne? Why then has Adoniah become sovereign? Look, while you are still speaking there with the sovereign, let me come in after you and confirm your words. And Bathsheba went into the room to the sovereign. Now the sovereign was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite was serving the sovereign. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance to the sovereign. And the sovereign said, What do you wish? And she said to him, My master, you swore by Yahweh your Elohim to your female servant, saying, Certainly Shelomo your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne. And now, look, Adoniah has become sovereign. And now, my master the sovereign, you do not know about it. And he has slaughtered great numbers of bulls and fatlings and sheep, and has invited all the sons of the sovereign, and Eviatar the priest, and Joab the commander of the army, but he did not invite Shelomo your servant. And you, my master, O sovereign, the eyes of all Israel are on you, to declare to them who is going to sit on the throne of my master the sovereign after him. Otherwise it shall be, when my master the sovereign rests with his fathers, that I and my son Shelomo shall be considered sinners. And see, while she was still speaking with the sovereign, Nathan the prophet also came in. So they informed the sovereign, saying, Here is Nathan the prophet. And when he came in before the sovereign, he bowed down before the sovereign with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, My master, O sovereign, have you said, Adoniah shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne? For he has gone down today, and has slaughtered great numbers of bulls and fatlings and sheep, and has invited all the sovereign's sons and the commanders of the army, and Eviatar the priest, and look, they are eating and drinking before him. And they say, Let sovereign Adoniah live. But he has not invited me your servant, nor Zadok the priest, nor Benaiah son of Jehoiada, nor your servant Shelomo. If this matter is from my master the sovereign, then you did not let your servant know who should sit on the throne of my master the sovereign after him. And sovereign David answered and said, Call Bathsheba to me. So she came into the sovereign's presence and stood before the sovereign. And the sovereign took an oath and said, As Yahweh lives, who has ransomed my life out of all distress, even as I swore to you by Yahweh Elohim of Israel, saying, Certainly Shelomo your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place, even so I do this day. And Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth, and did obeisance to the sovereign, and said, Let my master, sovereign David, live for ever. And sovereign David said, Call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah son of Jehoiada. And they came before the sovereign. And the sovereign said to them, Take with you the servants of your master, and you shall have Shelomo my son ride on my own mule, and take him down to Gihon. And there Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet shall anoint him sovereign over Israel, and blow the shofar, and say, Let sovereign Shlomo live. And you shall come up after him, and he shall come and sit on my throne, and he shall reign in my place. For I have commanded him to be ruler over Israel and over Yehuda. And Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, answered the sovereign and said, Amen. So says Yahweh, Elohim of my master the sovereign. As Yahweh has been with my master the sovereign, so let him be with Shlomo, and make his throne greater than the throne of my master, sovereign David. Then Tzadok the priest and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, and the Kerethites and the Pelethites, went down and had Shlomo ride on sovereign David's mule, and took him to Gihon. And Tzadok the priest took a horn of oil from the tent, and anointed Shlomo. And they blew with the shofar, and all the people said, Let sovereign Shlomo live. And all the people came up after him. And the people played the flutes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth was split by their noise. And Adoniah and all the guests who were with him heard it as they had finished eating. And Joab heard the voice of the shofar, and said, Why is the city in such a noisy uproar? And he was still speaking, then see, Jonathan came, son of Eviatar the priest, and Adoniah said to him, Come in, for you are a brave man, and you bring good news. But Jonathan answered and said to Adoniah, No, our master sovereign David has made Shlomo sovereign, and the sovereign has sent with him Tzadok the priest and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah son of Jehoiada, and the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and they had him ride on the sovereign's mule. And Tzadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him sovereign at Gihon, and they have gone up from there rejoicing, and the city is moved. This is the noise you heard. And further, Shlomo sits on the throne of the reign. And further, the servants of the sovereign have gone to bless our master sovereign David, saying, Let your Elohim make the name of Shlomo better than your name, and his throne greater than your throne. And the sovereign bowed himself on the bed. And the sovereign also said thus, Blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Israel, who has given one to sit on my throne this day, while my eyes see it. And all the guests who were invited by Adoniah who were afraid and rose, and each one went his way. And Adoniah who was afraid of Shlomo and rose, and went and took hold of the horns of the slaughter place, and it was reported to Shlomo, saying, Look, Adoniah who is afraid of sovereign Shlomo, and look, he has taken hold of the horns of the slaughter place, saying, Let sovereign Shlomo swear to me today that he does not put his servant to death with the sword. And Shlomo said, If he proves himself a worthy man, not one hair of him is going to fall to the earth, but if evil is found in him, then he shall die. And sovereign Shlomo sent, and they brought him down from the slaughter place, and he came and fell down before sovereign Shlomo, and Shlomo said to him, Go to your house.